Casey.
For CBA Mobile.
How you doing today in 4DJC?
Hey, I had my music playing. I couldn't tell who that was. Oh, me. I had to turn it down.
Back from tennis?
I'm on my way up to George Crumlin Ford. I'm going to drop the car off. My stereo is literally on the blink. It's blinking. It's called the flash of death. That's what they call it on the internet. The clock flashing and the stereo won't turn on. And they call it the flash of death.
That doesn't sound good. They start doing that. I'm not sure how you can fix them. They just replace them, I guess. I mean, I don't know how they reset. I know there are a couple of them you can reset, maybe, but I'm not sure. All this year stuff, I'm not sure how it works. All I know is that they pick a prime time to fail. They either the summertime or the dead of winter, it seems like.
CBA. I've done a bunch of these, and you have to take them out or access them and get a number off of them. And some of them you have to take out to get the number. But this particular one, you actually don't have to remove it because the number you need is on the front of the unit. You just have to take this plastic thing off, and that's just two 7mm screws, and you're there. So it's not hard to access.
There were a long time, they had that DIN type, either one or two, where you stack one or two in there. I don't know where they still do that or not. I know mine's got a display screen on it, but so I'm not sure how. I guess you have to take the whole thing off to get it to work, on it. So I'm not sure if those things are. I know some of them can be expensive to replace with all the stuff. I mean, I just wish they had. I used to have a really good stereo in my cars. I just take the just get the factory stuff and take it out, put an Alpine or a LeBlanc or something like that in, put some speakers in, and those things last you for years and years.
Years ago, the automakers couldn't compete, or at least the American automakers couldn't compete with the aftermarket stereos, and people would, buy the car with the AM radio in it, and then they would just take the AM radio out and put a nice stereo and speakers in it, and, but nowadays, cars have subwoofers in them from the factory, and this is called a shaker sound system, and it's got plenty of bass. I don't think it has a sub in it, but you can drive it really hard, and you don't hear any rattles or anything. It's got a nice, clean sound.
My newer Oriole Accord, it's got a good sound system in it. I'm just concerned about the display part because, those things have a tendency to fail after the warranty is done. But just address it whenever that comes up, I guess. But, matter of fact, I bought several cars over the years that, they come with the speakers, or the wiring in them. And I just ordered, get it without the, got one without the radio, but it had everything else in it except the speakers. And I put the speakers in, had the place for the speakers, but it just didn't have them installed. I installed the speakers and, wiring harnesses in smaller cars, wiring harnesses, everything got a nice clean system there. It didn't, like I said, use the Alpines or, LeBlanc was always good, and the other one I think that we used a lot, I put in at least two, was the old old Kenwood systems, Yamaha systems, they were all good too.
I used Sanyo or something like that, and or Pioneer, maybe it was Pioneer, and Jensen speakers, and then they came out with the coaxial and the triaxials and the, all that stuff, and oh, I tell you, it was something else. But anyway, I've got an extended warranty on this thing, and I just have to pay $100 deductible, and it covers the repair, so I know it's going to be a heck of a lot more than that. So, but they'll have to get those numbers, and then I'll, off of this unit, and then they'll put it back together, and then I'll go home, and they'll order the part, and then I have to go back and let them put it in. I wish they'd just give it to me and let me do it, but but anyway, save me the trouble, but they can't do it that way.
I mean, those Pioneers were really popular. They had a good line of stereos, you know, too, at that time, back in the 80s and 90s. And I can't tell you how many I put in over the years for different people. I started putting them in the late 60s. I cut the holes out in the rear deck to put the mount the 6x9s in, and cut them out, put them in the when cars had more room for them in the door panels then. But nowadays it's hard to beat them. I did have I had a bump one time. It could have been an Alpine, but it's been years ago. It had short waves, and matter of fact, went up before I sold that car. I took that stereo out and sold it at Hamfest.
Know what you mean? I would do that. I would take the system out before I sold the car, so they didn't see it, and I put the original unit back in it, or whatever. I remember, and you probably remember this, that when they had the metal dashes and everything, and even in the back there. You had to cut the hole out for the speakers, because they just had one hole in the middle there in the back for a speaker, and that was it. And I remember having to cut the holes out, or had to cut them out bigger, because the speaker I was using was bigger than what they cut out for the factory.
It had the little templates you could use. The first one I put in was probably in a 68 or 69. See, I know I put some in my 69 Cutlass, but I put them in other people's cars too. Back then it was, about all you could buy was, you had Jensen speakers, but that was kind of higher end speaker in those days. And it was all Craig 8-tracks, and you had to mount them under the dash. You drill holes in under the dash and have them hanging down there. Those things were flopping around here, because those 8-track tape players, those things like picking up a concrete block. They were so daggum heavy. N4 DJC.
KB4 CBA. I remember I had a slide mount. I was telling somebody this the other day. I had a slide mount for my ham radio, and it was an Asden 4000. And I had both of my cars wired up with an antenna and power, and I could just, and I had the receiving mount on each car, and I could just slide it on that mount and lock it in place, and plug the power in and connect the antenna, and I was ready to go.
You talk about that. I think last year, maybe whenever Yazoo came out with that FTM300, the dual band, the APRS, it's got a detachable face on it. they started using those slide mounts again, and the radio I'm talking on now is a 6000R, and it's got that same slide mount. It's got a big speaker in the top, but it slides in, snaps in, just like the old stereos did, car stereos did. I said, yeah, that's not a bad idea. Just, of course, now you just take the face plate out. If you need to, you slide that thing in there and lock it in. It's got a way where you can snap it everywhere. It won't come out if you don't want it to, but you just push a button, slide it out, and slide it back in.
Yeah, what happened to that mount? I was trying to think while you were talking. I know I had it in my 85 Oldsmobile, but I don't remember it after that. So I must have done something different. I must have got the rig that had the detachable face, that you could mount and put the radio, the rest of the radio under the seat. I guess that's what. I guess they started coming out with those. I can't remember.
My memory is probably not so good, David, but I think Asher may have been, I don't remember anybody else using them for mobile ham rigs. So there may have been somebody, but that's the only one I recall. But I do remember that radio, and it was, that Asher was a pretty popular radio in the day, too. But I remember my Kenwoods and Yazoo back in the 80s. I don't remember any of those having a, you could take them out, but you had to unscrew the bolts, on the sides and slide it out and all that stuff. But it wasn't just slide in and, hook up the cables and the taking energy on the power. That was it, Dave.
I remember those mounts, mobile mounts. I hadn't used one of those and I don't know when. But anyway, I'll tell you. Well, I figured out how to get my antenna back together, my Carolina Windham, the short side of it pulled loose when the wind was blowing real hard the other day, and so I had to bring it down and. I'm going to reconnect it, but I'm going to have to get somebody to shoot it back up in the tree for me. So, but anyway, get that done. I'll be back on HF.
Been a wind the last couple of days, actually. Over the last week, we've had some real windy days in the evening. Just no rain. But I'm at 80 to say we're not paying the preacher enough, I guess. We're not getting everybody around us who's getting it, but we're not getting any at all. We got maybe, it rained for maybe 30 or 40 minutes one day, one day this week. It might have been Saturday, maybe. It just rained enough just to get the concrete wet, and that was about it. We hadn't had any, don't have any hopes of having any for another few days, I guess, if then.
Well, I'm pulling by George Coleman Ford. They actually got some cars on the lot. I'm surprised. Kevin Whitaker's got a little lot up here too. He's got some on his lot too, so they must be getting some vehicles in. Well, I'm gonna drop mine off in the drop box here and my wife will be here in a minute to pick me up, so I'm gonna have to bail out of here on you, and I'll say 73s. I'll stick around for your final. I gotta pull this radio out of here and unload all this stuff I got in here. But anyway, 73s, Jerry. You have a good evening. Take care. KB4 CPA.
Have a good evening too, David. Hopefully she won't forget you and leave you there. Anyway, George Talker, be sure you get that radio out of there for sure. Talk to you later, 73, N4DJC, clear.